Last week, the plan cleared two key committees following months of frequently contentious negotiations between city officials and neighborhood leaders. Yvonne Jones, head of the Neighborhood Planning Unit for Vine City and English Avenue, is still concerned the plan is too vague on how to divvy up millions in community redevelopment money and cedes too much control to the city.
All this is just, it's been a shame. And so whoever comes in, however they come in, and whatever they say, all we could do is hope now. It's just a hope and a prayer.
$30 million has been set aside for community redevelopment. The city's economic development arm, Invest Atlanta, and the Arthur M. Blank Family Foundation will divvy up the funds through an application process set to begin next year. Supporters of the plan say it lays a foundation to make a real difference in the neighborhoods. It creates a new program manager position that will act as a liaison between the city and the neighborhoods and sets up a three-year time frame to disperse the revitalization funds. Councilman Michael Julian Bond chaired the Maine Community Benefits Committee.
This will ensure that there's a more deliberative, more accountable path to make sure that something happens going forward in the future.
The city isn't allowed to release $200 million in hotel motel tax funds to help build the new stadium until the plan is finalized. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News.